Hare Krishna. Question from Raj Parikshit Prabhu. Sometimes devotees who are Brahman initiated in our movement, if they, because of the pressure of service or circumstances, behave in non-Brahminical ways. So, should we see that? How should we see this? Is it sometimes we get disturbed and they are also disturbed? So, should we see this as our faulty perception that they are actually Brahminical but I am perceiving falsely? Or is it that they may not, they may actually behave in an un-Brahminical way? Answer. The important point to recognize is, how can I best serve Krishna in whatever situation I am in? So if sometimes some devotee's behavior is very agitating to us, then we may just walk away from there. If we feel that this is, I will become offensive in the situation, better let me not get involved, we can walk away. So, broadly speaking, the change of behavior is not necessarily a function of diksha. That yes, when a person follows a particular process for a particular time with certain level of commitment, then definitely by that practice, the likelihood of, there is a fair degree of correlation between serious sadhana and the elevation of one's modes and the transformation of one's behavior. But either because of past conditionings or present circumstances, there may be slips in behavior. So it's not. So it's definitely possible sometimes that our perception may be wrong, and it's good to give others the benefit of doubt, and rather than thinking that, oh, this person is faulty, maybe I am faulty. That's a good way to always start. Maybe I am the sole cause of the conflict or the erroneous perception. But then if something, some kind of behavior is repeated, and then we understand that there is a problem, we cannot be Pollyannish and think that everything is all right when things are factually wrong. So at that time, we can see what can be the best response from my side. So it's not that Brahman initiation is a guarantee that a person will never behave in a un-Brahminical way, because even when there is Brahman initiation, we see even in Shastra, those who are qualified Brahmanas, like Durvasa Muni, he is qualified, he is a Brahmana, and he is not just born in the Brahmana family, he is actually a sage. But even then, sometimes there are slips of conduct and he becomes angry. And it's not that he becomes angry one time, say with Ambarish Maharaj. It is said that, the Mahabharata also says that when he came to Duryodhana's palace, Duryodhana was especially cautious because he knew that the sage was short-tempered and he may curse. So that means, although his short temper was there and still he was considered a Brahmana. So that means that yes, there may be some character blemish, but we should not consider that character blemish as necessarily cancelling other qualifications that might make him that might contribute to one's being in a Brahminical status. So certainly, although despite his short temper, certainly Durvasa Muni was a tapasvi. He was performing serious austerities. He was devoting himself to higher spiritual pursuits. And he was learned in Shastra. He had powers, Brahminical powers, by which he could bless people. And so in that sense, although the conduct and the behavior are important, but we have to know that in this world, there can always be slips. And rather than judging people based on just one-off behaviors, or even if it's not one-off, even if it is repeated, but if it's not, if a person is always irritable, it's one thing. But if a person is overall well-behaved, and sometimes there is a periodically, intermittently, there is an irritable behavior, then we should know that this one blemish is there, but that does not necessarily make the person un-Brahminical. It is just that we are all getting purified, and Brahman initiation is meant to provide a structure for the process of purification to work, or rather for the, not for the process to work, but for the process to be sort of placed within a framework, and so that there can be some level of commitment which is there, in which it can be increased, and there is some sort of qualification by which people can do deity worship and chant Gayatri. So it's not a magical formula by which bad behavior can be permanently eradicated by second initiation. So, if we are at fault, we can humbly try to first check whether we are at fault. If we are not at fault, and if that person's behavior is faulty, then we should know that, yes, there is a blemish that is there. And it is possible that even Brahmanas can have some blemishes. And if that particular thing is unbearable for us, then we have to evaluate upon time, place, circumstance, whether we just walk away from that situation, or we tolerate that particular situation, tolerate that behavior, or we rectify that behavior by taking some corrective action. If we are in a position of authority, or if we are not, then we can contact somebody who is in a position of authority and try to have that thing corrected. So the specific measure that we will take, it's not that we just have to let ourselves, if we are feeling resentful or frustrated, it's not that we have to let ourselves be devoured by those feelings. We have options. Sometimes we may just, walking away is not wrong. We see that when offenses were happening in the Daksha Yajna, Lord Shiva just walked away from there. So walking away from a situation is not necessarily wrong. And it does not necessarily convey disrespect or lack of tolerance. That may be the best way to prevent the situation from getting aggravated. So that will, what is the specific way we may respond, that will vary depending on our nature and our time, place, circumstance. But it is no blanket thing that a Brahmanical devotee will not behave in a Brahmanical way. And unbrahmanical behavior is not necessarily a defect. We should see how best we can serve Krishna in that situation and frame our decisions accordingly. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.